اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mahdi. Thank you for having me. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music or the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Then, we all are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran, and at the end, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation from different aspects. Stay tuned. Well, today, as always, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, Brother Muhammad will talk about the miraculous music of the Noble Quran. Brother Muhammad, let's continue our beautiful discussion.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And in today's program, we're going to talk about different aspects of actually the miraculous music of the Quran, or we could say the musical miracle of the Holy Quran. As we said, some words, they give the impression of that meaning just by the way that we pronounce those words.
Like, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ
زِلْزَلَ. That's one. There are many other examples.
The zai, which resembles
not just
vibration
that,
and earthquake.
Actually, I meant something else. The word, the way that we want to pronounce it, it has a certain kind of feeling, certain kind of, state. For example, it has a state of caution. It has a state of fear. It has a state of khushu', humility, and so on and so forth.
Without knowing the meaning, you mean?
Yeah, without knowing the meaning. Exactly. This is the point. So, one example is Suratul Qasas. When Prophet Moses, he went to defend his follower who was fighting against an Egyptian, one of the men of Pharaoh. He went to his aid. He punched him and he died.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the people of, Egypt, the bad people, the people of Pharaoh, they found out that Moses had done such a thing, and the news spread really quickly. And they were trying to find Moses so they could kill him. Okay. Because they killed, I think that person was a really important person. That's why they wanted to kill him. So, the Quran says, فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبَ. The word يَتَرَقَّبَ has a kind of caution in it. When we want to pronounce يَتَرَقَّبَ, we pronounce it with caution. We pronounce it cautiously. Why? Because we have two letters of tarqiq, one letter of ra with tafkhim, and then a qaf with tashdeed, with shatta and tafkhim. يترقب. We have to, you know, we have to pronounce it deliberately with caution. Mm-hmm. And so يترقب itself means that he was, you know, he was in the city, he was wandering around in the city with caution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was cautious.
That's right.
Okay. So that's the meaning itself. Another thing, another aspect of the music of the Quran is that the words, they are very much in harmony with each other. The meaning of the words are harmonious.
They're connected to each other, you mean?
With one another in terms of meaning. One example is in Surah An-Najm. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. We could see three words, all three of them, they share two letters, waw and ya. Only the first letter is different. Actually, hawa and hawa, the first hawa and the second hawa, it's the same word, but it has two meanings. Okay, the first hawa, wa najmi idha hawa, it talks about the star that, you know, it descends. Hawa here means to descend, okay?
It's a verb, actually.
Yeah. So all of them are verbs.
Ma
dalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. Your companion, which means the prophet, he was not misled, and he is not, you know, a person who follows his own desires, okay, or mm-hmm. is a corrupt person, a ghawa. And وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. This time, hawa means carnal desire, to act based on your own carnal desires. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He does not speak something, you know.
And this hawa is a noun.
Based on his own desire, yeah.
This hawa is a noun, actually.
Yes, this hawa. You were right. Not, all three of them are not verbs. The first one is a verb, وَنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. The second hawa, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, is a noun, and it means carnal desire. Okay, and of course, the next verse says, إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. Whatever the prophet says is revelation and is the truth.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, now, in the second part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We're going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. He's going to recite verses 16 to 21 of Surah Maryam. Dear audience, let's enjoy it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا غلام كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا صدق الله العظيم.
Dear audience, you just listened to the recitation of verses 16 to 21 of Surah Maryam, recited by Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, in these verses of Surah Maryam, we have the story of Lady Mary, peace be upon her. And Mustafa Ismail, he very beautifully, he tells this story. And his tone and his intonation and the register that he uses, the maqam which he's reciting in, is very appropriate for conveying the meanings of these verses. For example, when Mary says, أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا, I seek refuge from the beneficent if you are God-wary, the angel says, he reads this with jawab al-jawab, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لَا لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. When he reaches the part, لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا, he brings down his voice. The angel wants to console her.
Yeah, to make her
sympathize
calm.
With her, you know, to calm her down. Yeah. Okay. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًا. So he goes up to the jawab al-jawab and slowly descends until the end of the verse. When Mary wants to say, how can I have a boy? How can I have a son when no human being has touched me? Again, he uses jawab al-jawab because she's frightened. She is surprised of such a thing. It seems impossible to her.
Yes.
Maybe
to show the anxiety, actually.
The anxiety, the fear, exactly. Then the angel answers her and says that this is what your God has desired, and it will definitely happen. And he's going to be a sign for the mankind. He's going to be a sign for mankind and also mercy from us, mercy from God. Anyway, so now let's talk about the tajweed.
Good idea, brother.
In the first few verses, we have a lot of ra's with sukoon preceded by fatha.
So all of them
have tafkheem.
Yes.
Now, other than the tafkheem, which means we have to pronounce these ra's with thickness.
That's right.
Is the fact that ra should be pronounced without ghalghala and with tawassut. So,
compared to the plosives and weak fricatives, yeah. Actually.
Sheikh Mustafa Ismail, he pronounces all of them correctly. Maryam. He doesn't say Maryam. Maryam. Fa'arsalna ilayha. Okay?
Yeah, the timing should be in between letters of plosive letters and weak fricatives, actually.
Wadhkur fil kitabi Maryam. إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقية. Again, شرقية. Another issue is we have a lot of إخفاز. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك. We have a nun sakina followed by the letter kaf.
منك.
Now, there are two ways that we can apply إخفاء here. We could either apply it in the original way, which is approximating the place of articulation of the letter after the nun sakina, which is kaf, or we could actually place the tongue in the place of articulation of kaf. Both are acceptable. In fact, the second way of doing it is a lot easier.
Yes.
The way that Mustafa Ismail, he does the ikhfa. Minka. Instead of saying minka, he says minka. Both are correct.
In case we have kaf and qaf.
And qaf, exactly. In kunta. Kunta. Again, we have ikhfa, but this time you have to approximate the ta.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to place the tongue in the place of articulation of ta.
Okay.
Another important thing is whenever ya is mushaddad. Whenever ya is mushaddad by itself and it is not the result of idgham of nun sakina,
uh-huh.
You have to make sure that the ya is not pronounced with too much intensity.
And without ghunna, actually.
Without ghunna, exactly. So if you say, قَالَ كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّن. Is that correct?
No.
عَلَيَّ هَيِّن.
That is too tense, I think.
Yeah. We don't need this much intensity. قَالَ كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّن.
It should be Alayya. Soft.
Yes, it should be soft, just like the way that Sheikh Mustafa Ismail reads the ya with tashdeed.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق